007. Everybody say next week we're not learning. I won't be here. But when I come back. I'm coming back on a Thursday, and I'm giving a bechina. I'm focused filling from the beginning till where we're up. Okay, so we have a week to chazer.
Giving a prayer?
Yeah, a bechina. I won't be here already Sunday night. I won't be here Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night.
He's not going to be here next week.
Four nights. Thursday night, Mitzvah Hashem, I'll be here, and I'll give you out the bechina. See, a written test. So you have to chazer Hilchus Tefillin from the beginning till we were up to. Okay? Till we were up to. From the beginning of Hilchus Tefillin until where we're going to get up to today. That's a so you could still come and chazer. Okay, we're up to. Page Mem Hey, the middle of Sif Tezayin. Hagmach Shirinon Shenifsaka Ois. That which we say is kosher if the ois got nitzak in the middle. That we said it's kosher if the Tino could read it. Davka Kshenichtad the Kashrus, the Chakach Nitzak. It's only if it was written properly. And then it got the hole in the parchment. So then we say it's kosher if the Tino could read it. Abel Mitzchila Kshenichta Vayisham Nekev. But if when he wrote a Lechatchila, there was a hole in the parchment, and the letter went up until the hole, the Nifsak Bo, Oem Regala Kofa Pshuta, O Kayotze Bo Magil Soifa Klaf, or any letter that you write, the leg of the Chof Pshuta, of the. The end of chaf, the chaf's and fist. Okay, yotze bo magil is soifa klaf. It gets to the bottom of the parchment. Li hekef klaf mitchila. So, when you wrote the letter originally, there was no hekef klaf all around the letter. Psula, puzzle. So that's not book of gvil. That's the psula, not book of gvil. We've been learning it all along, but now it formally says it. In the Shulchan Aruch, let's see the Mishnah Brura. Sifkat Nun Gimel. Shenifsak Olzvua Din Madamach Shuliel B'Sim Tezvot. That which we said before in Sif Tezvot that it's kosher of Nikav Regala Hay. So again, it has to be that it happened afterwards, so that there's no problem with Book of Gvil. Abu Benikav Chalolo. The Machshir Hashem Hamachaber Afilu Nikav Kaidem Maksiva. But when the Mechaber says that in the middle of the ois doesn't have to be Mukav Gvil, the inside of the ois doesn't have to be Mukav Gvil, so you don't need Mukav Gvil. So when it says in the Mechaber, why does it say it happened before the Ksiva? If there's no problem with Mukav Gvil, it says lachash nichtav. So why does it say lachash nichtav? There's no problem with mukav gvil. It could have said before shenichtav it had a hole. She says because of the other case where you do have a problem of where you do have a problem of mukav gvil. So therefore, it had to have happened afterwards. So that you shouldn't have a problem, Book of Gvil. V'achar kach nifsak. V'atam, the reason is, loibinin Book of Gvil, rak v'yisak siva. The din of Book of Gvil is only when you're writing the letter the first time. V'lefizeh afilo magi ha-nekim mi'ois lo'ois shosomuch lo'igam ken kosher. Even if the hole goes from one letter to the other letter. So it takes off the whole space between the letters, so it's still kosher because it happened afterwards. Like we learned yesterday, there's no problem if the cloth has a hole in it, contrary to what we would think. No problem. As long as it doesn't puzzle the ice in any way. So even though it creates non-Book of Gvil conditions, so if it happens after the letter's already written, it's okay. Okay, now there are Chachayim, Luchos, Kriyas, and Torah, and then Chavzayim, Machu, Buzem, Bayim, Abir, Halakha. Okay, we'll see maybe. But that way, the beginning of Gia Soysius, when it comes to the letters touching, Alfilu, Umirdea, Babiru, Shanasu, La'achar, Haksiva, Gamkein, Possel. This is the problem. The Beis Yosef has a shita in the Beis Yosef that if letters are touching, it's a worse problem than regular Mukuf Kvil. They run together, looks like one ice. The problem because they look like one letter. It's two letters. So if letters are touching, it's a bigger problem. And one side of the Beis Yosef is that that's a problem even if it happens after it was written. So again, so you talk about a hole in the parchment, which is for sure just Book of Gvil problem. Doesn't matter if it happened afterwards. Touching might be a bigger problem. Might be a lacking in the Tzura Sa'is. That's why the Beis Yosef is Machmer. So here the Mishnah Berurah says you have to be Machmer, really. But that way, the Binyan, the Gia Sa'is, the Sofilim, Yadav, Birish, and Nasalach, Rakhsiva, Kam King Possel. That's why if two letters are touching, it's possible. You don't keep reading in the Sefer Torah. It would only be a Book of Gvil problem if we know that for sure, so you could keep reading. It's not a problem for that day afterwards. But maybe it is a problem even for that day afterwards with letters touching. So that's why we're machmer, and we consider it possible. There are Chachayim Shom, they machmer by Shmuel, by Benezos, and Mekub Chafes, of Kotm Chafdes. It's really a Gamki, there's a Chloch, there's a Teres Ravish, and Shemba Beis Yosef, the Ramaz will be in Taimar, Ain Machalik bin Agiya bin Mhuka Besaksivo Akakat. But if there was an Agiya involved, one letter touched the other letter, it doesn't matter when it happened. Mitchila, Mishnah Brewers of Cotton Munhei. Ubusafik Mosainasa Hanekev, if you're not sure if it's a problem of Book of Gvil or not. You don't know if the Nekev got there before the writing or after the writing. Toilet the Lachar Ksiva. You can assume it got there afterwards, because the Sofer would have noticed it when he was first writing. Unless it's very small, he would have seen it. So you can assume if they discover it afterwards, it got there afterwards. Nekev, Dakanetev, Okera, Av, Shenanika, Klala, Hefsik. Mishim, Dohoyam, Book of Gvil, Besaksiva. I will be hefsek be alma kosher. It's just a hefsek in the middle of the ice, in the line of the hay, let's say. But there's enough of the hay before the hefsek. But there's no hole. So that's good. That's your Book of Gvil right there. That blank parchment. That's what Book of Gvil means. And the letter is big enough, so you don't have a problem. I will hefsek be alma kosher in tzokshim tikkun. Kimishay shir ois ad mokamahu. The nintzu sweet is back up for fear rice. I am your alochim simchafei. Regel the chols kein gag oisius, the roof of the oisius them song. If shein lem heck of gvil beis aksiva, it's a problem. Not the regular rebusa. After beis ksoy the sefer regel for nigma tzur sois karoi. Regel is a bigger finish because the regel of the race, let's say. So at a certain point, it's a kosher race already. As you go down, and at that point, if you would stop, it would be kosher and Book of Gvil. But you went down all the way to the margin. So the chiddush is that that's also possible. Even though at one point in time you could say the letter was finished being written, and now the last inch is doesn't make it possible. We don't say that. We say with one stroke that's writing the letter. So that means the lack of Book of Gvil occurred as he was writing the letter. B'li hekif gvil, b'li hekif klaf. He writes it to the very end of the page. Afilu miharuk karoi. Even if it's long enough, and sheish b'shir afilu nigru k'sos l'mato. If you scrape away a little, which is the eitzah. If you have a letter that went all the way down to the bottom of the margin, so just scrape some away. You can assume it has enough of a tzura sos before that. That you don't need that part of the ink for the tzura sos. If someone cut the cloth afterwards and now it's lacking in Book of Gvil, it's not a problem. By the day saying Book of Gvil kosher. But if it's there, how can he fix it up? There is an Eitzah. Scrape away some. You got it. It's us today. She is Mughal Kvil. And we said before, you can even do it after you write the other letters. Because they're written in order. It's called Kasidron. It's not called not Kasidron. Even though you made it kosher afterwards, but again, that's like a technicality. But the letter was there already. You just took away a psul. Matlas, putting on a cloth wouldn't help you to say, oh look, you know, it's not at the end anymore. I put on a piece of another piece of parchment. He just stuck on. It doesn't help. The meaning of Kofas Leif, Migufa Stam. The Kofas Vil has to be in the original parchment that you're writing on. So you can't, if you go to the end of the page, you can't come over with an other piece of parchment and say, now everything's okay. Okay, we'll stop here. So we know Tulsif Yud Zion.